You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Let's start from Halacha Hey again, only because we must learn Ma'amar this week. I'm going to learn Ma'amar a little deeper. The Michas Chinuch at Hatrelish Ulshin. If you uproot Ulshin, some say it's endives, it's a vegetable. And if you uproot it to make it grow better, many vegetables, you pull them out, they grow better. You prune a tree from its branches. If you're doing these things to eat them, sure it can grow. Bachila, as we always learn in Rambam, sure is gross. Imla be'ema, that's true for human food. Imla be'ema, that's a big shaila, it's a very big shaila. Whatever means, the be'ema means it's only fit for be'ema, or you're doing it for be'ema, but it's also fit. See, the simple reading of the Rambam means for imla be'ema, that means you're doing it for be'ema, even though it's fit for human food. It could be, so the Mishnah Melech, it could be that if it's fit for Adam, see, grogus is less than Mali Big D. A grogus is obviously less than a mouthful of a gdi, I should say, obvious. But it appears that it's less. So vimla be'ema may mean it's only fit for be'ema, or maybe it means it depends on what you're doing it for. And if it's you're doing it for something that's a larger shear, but it's fit for something that's a smaller shear, that's a Mishnah Melech. That itself is not so simple. Vimla be'ema, shir kamali pigdi. Vimla asaka. If you're doing the word la'asaka. So again, does it mean it's only fit for asaka, or it's fit for animals and humans, but you're doing it for asaka? So this is what I'm clearing with the Olam. There's a lot of raid on this. Vimla asaka, the vasha bates. More, bigger shir. Enough to cook an egg. Now we get to the numalachim. Ha'amer oichlin, if you gather oichlin, the minchas chinuch says a kaval b'yachid. It's a long minchas chinuch ha'amer. We're going to study it a little bit. He says it not like Tosfos, not like a gemara. I'll show you some gemaras that there's not only ma'ar b'yachlin. See, the Rambam paskins, obvious. When I read the Rambam, ma'amer oichlin. Rambam holds is only ma'amer b'yachlin. It answers a Tosfos kashin b'etza, but there's a problem with the Gemara in Shabbos in the 11th. What did the Mekoshesh do? The Mekoshesh may have suffered or not. What avera did the Mekoshesh do? What sin did the Mekoshesh do? I like your background of it. It's a fake, right? Is it a real background or a fake?
It's a real wall.
Some people, the other night, remember Mark, he was in like paradise. He looked like he was in some island. Okay. So the Rambam says, Ma'amar Oysen.
There you go.
He says, you know, thank you. Okay. See, much entertained the Rambam. Thank you. So the golden egg gave us in us. So, Ma'amar Oysen. There's only Ma'amar by Oysen. Rambam holds like morning. Rambam says, "I'm Eichlin." I'll tell you the Gemara in Shabbos. There's a shayla what slavchad. Remember, it's not a shayla of slavchad. Mekayish was. So the three shittas of Gemara. One madam says the Mekayish ate him. A Mekayish ate him. One says he carried. One says he was tailish. One says he was ma'amer. And ma'amer is ate him. Is not food. Ay-ay-ay. So that Gemara seems to support Tosfos sheet. But most people showing him it is ma'am, even not by food. Because the Gemara says, one ma'am, the Mekoshesh was ma'am. What is it? What malach is Mekoshesh? What do you do? What malach is not malach? It's malach is Mekoshesh. It's ish Mekoshesh. It's a shalom aleich amatcha. Good to see you.
Rabbi, where's the rabbi holding?
Where are we holding? Matcha is a steady. Matcha is from the beginning. So matcha is... Mark, I mentioned Mark. We miss you, Mark. I mentioned about you. I'm holding Berk Chess. Aloha.
Thank you. I just come from my chair. I'm sorry, Mark. I just finished now.
Okay. I hear. Okay.
That's all the chair.
Beautiful. Also, the Shabbos now. Rabbi Mad Hilchot Shabbos, Was that always an Hilchot Shabbos?
No, it wasn't Hilchot Shabbos.
Derek Chess, Halacha, and we're discussing the obscure Malacha called Ma'amer. We don't learn this so much in Cheder. It's a Malacha called Ma'amer. Gather. There's one sheet, the Rambam is a Chiddush, there's only Ma'amer by Oichel, only by food. The problem is, there's a Mandama that the Makayshish was Ma'amer. The Malachi did, there's three sheets in the Gemara. It's not food, it's Eitzim. Mekayshish Eitzim. Eitzim is not food. So Mechaschina says, Einechanami, that's the Machlaikis. The Mandama says he was Tailish, or he was Tekaitzer, or he was carrying, holds his no Ma'amer by wood. He says, but that's maybe the argument. That's why it's three sheetahs in the Gemara. Maybe that Tana holds Mekayshish, because Mekayshish is by wood. See, the Rambam answers places. The Gemara says if you gather wood in your backyard, it's a Mishnah Beitza. Beitza, I think Rambam, Aleph, Beresh, you know Beitza. Beitza, Beresh. Now, if you gather wood, the gather Beitza in your backyard, is a Shaila Muksa. Fake Taisis, why isn't it Mekayshish? Why isn't it Ma'amer? Why isn't it Ma'amer? So Taisis is the principle. There's only Ma'amer b'makom gidul. There's only Ma'amer in the place that it grows. That's what Taisis says. But the Rambam doesn't know that ways with Seashore. So that's why the Rambam has a new principle. You know, it's to answer that Gemara Beitza. Gemara talks about the collecting pieces of wood, collecting wood. And the Gemara discusses if it's Muktza. Fake Taisis, why isn't it Ma'amer? Emphit Taisis. There's only Ma'amer b'makom gidul. So the Rambam has a different teretz. This is all in the Michas Chinuch. The Rambam says, Ma'amer Oichlin. That's the Rambam's teretz for the Sugyan Bay. It's only Chai Ma'amer by Oichlin. That's why when you're gathering twigs, the Gemara Beitza, Rambam says, you're not Chai for Ma'amer because it's not Oichlin. Imla Achila Shirik Grum. Same distinction. What are you doing it for? Imla Achila Shirik Grum. It's a human consumption, she grows. Ma'amer Lebe'ema. It's for animal consumption, shukamali pigdi, like we learned before. Imla sucker. If you're gathering the food to burn, imla sucker. There's a lot of edible foods that you can use for imla sucker. Has to be food. This is only matter by food. Shira kadei labasha beitza. It's enough, like we said earlier, to cook an egg. You need enough fuel that you can cook an egg. Ubeitza. That was what we saw last week. Beitza mu b'chol makom. Yitzei b'enu shatan ragoil. It's an average egg of a hen. This is like a kunz. Figure out what the average egg of a hen is. Basically known as Shatarga. I'm sorry?
What's Ma'amer again? Explain again what's Ma'amer.
It means gathering. Gathering. So Chaim says, so if I gather apples at my table, why isn't Ma'amer? The Birchas Chila talks about that. Chaim is thinking, if you have some fruits, and you gather them on your table, it should be Ma'amer.
In a Gregorius? One apple is more than a Gregorius.
Okay, but you're Ma'amer. See, Ma'amer more than a Gregorius. If I have 10 apples and I gather them together, why isn't it Ma'amer?
So one apple would be equivalent to a Gregorius. I'm taking an apple. That's a Ma'amer?
No, that's the gathering a lot of things together.
Gathering if it's one. If it's one, it's
one. You can gather one thing. By definition, it's
two apples is more than a Gregorius.
Okay, yeah. It's got plenty. You're right. But that's not gathering. And one answer is Taisus, it's not the Makam Gidula. According to Taisus, you have no problem on your table with gathering. But we don't know if the Rambam holds of that principle. Whenever it says enough wood to cook an egg, it means Vashal Grigris. Doesn't mean an egg. It means a Grigris of the egg. See, the Shia of Shabbos is Gregorius. Egg is three times as much as a Gregorius. There's an egg, there are about three Gregoriuses in an egg. So the Rambam says, when it says an egg, it means a Gregorius of an egg. It's enough wood not to cook a whole egg. A whole egg is much bigger. You only need enough fuel, you can call it wood, enough fuel to cook an egg. It means the Gregorius of an egg, which is about a third of an egg. Rashi could Gregorius me beitz. Regardless, Achamish Losha Bebeitza. Now, the Rambam ends in Ima Gdulei Karka. Now, this is a Chiddush in Paskin this way. There's theorism Rambam about this. The Rambam says, Ein Imer Ela Gedulei Karka. So let's look in. There's only Imer by Gedulei Karka. What about salt? It gathers salt. It's not Gedulei Karka, right? So look at the Magid Mishnah, please. The Magid Mishnah says, Gedulei Karka to the right. Magid Mishnah is on the right column over here at the end of Halachah. Notice the Girsa Rabba with an Aleph. It's very important. Hay the konif milcha, if you gather milcha mi malchus, the salt, where you're making salt, you gather the salt. Chay mishum amer. That's what Rava Rabba says. Baye amer. And ima b'dolei karkasa. There's no ima on salt because salt doesn't grow in the ground. Ima b'dolei upasa kabayi du basra. We paskin like Abayi over Rabba. Now, the Kesef Mishnah. Some have the Girsa there, Rava. So if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, Kesef HaRamach is a Rish. Ramach is a Rish that wrote on the Rambam. Lama hi niach Rava pasak Abayi. His Girsa was Abayi's arguing with Rava, that Abayi said in Imer el b'gdulei karka. But Rava omar the kanif. Rava holds his Imer by salt. It's not by g'dulei karka. Rav said, "Ain disha different malach threshing." Lebidulei karka. In all the farsh kipashka, they'll take shi the rav adrava. Tzarchi not commission. So it seems that disha ma'amer totally zebaz. I don't know why. So the Kesef Mishnah says the mezak is safer muta zamer ramach is a wrong gears. He's not, if it was Rav and Abayi were arguing, everyone knows you have to paskin like Rav. But it's Rav and Abayi. Should I cause the Bayi, the Kanif Milcha, Rav and Ba'alif? You know, the A, Shaman. Now it's a big question. Rav is Abayi's Rebbe. Do you paskin like the Talmud or the Rebbe? Other places, this is a sphere. Other places, Rav, they bring him, I think it's a Magid Mishnah, that, my Mishnah. Rabbi Kivega says, if you want to see it, Rabbi Kivega says to chapter 18, halacha 24. If you want to flip to chapter 18, halacha 24, it looks like a steer. It looks like a contradiction. Because if you look in the Magid Mishnah, chapter 18, Hilchos Shabbos, chapter 18, halacha 24. So it's a shaila to paskin like there if you carry something to two different rishus harabims, if you chayiv, what do you need to separate them that you should be chayiv? That's you carry half a shiur to one rishus harabim and half a shiur to another rishus harabim. So you paskin. Rabbi Magid Mishnah says here pasak rab yosi shemachmer pas. I'm right. Pasak rab. Lahachmir should arrive talmid of him. Zeldaita. See what the Magid Mishnah writes here? He writes in chapter 18 in Chos Shabbos that he paskin like Rabbi Lahachmir because Abayi Rava is the Talmidah. So he paskins like the Rebbe over the Talmud. So the question is, do you paskin like the Rebbe over the Talmud or Talmud over the Rebbe? Now what advantage does the Rebbe, the Talmud have? You say you should paskin like the Rebbe, right? Talmud is arguing with the Rebbe. Who should be paskin? So why should we be paskin like the Talmud? Does anyone want to, I always...
Basrai, he's a Basrai.
Basra. Yeah. You know, I'd be passing like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. Rambam leans heavily on the Yerushalmi. But basically, you're passing like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. You know why? Because it's Basra. Because the Bavli is later. You're always passing like the later person. The later, Basra. It's the theory of the Manas Agabe Anak, the midget on top of the giant. The later people, they look back, and they could see both opinions. So that should we paskin like the Rabbi Basra, the Rebbe? So here the Rambam says, you paskin like Abayi is Basra, the Magid Mishnah says. Here he says, paskin like the Rebbe, l'chumra. So, Talmid of how? So, you paskin like Rabbi. Here the Magid Mishnah says, you paskin like Rabbi, you don't paskin like the student. You know the riff sheet, it's a very fascinating riff. I often mention this riff. I think it's sheet this riff that Tula by the Rava, you paskin like the Rebbe over the top. After the by the Rava, you paskin like the Basra, like the top. Change, historical change, evolution. So I have an explanation. I give an explanation for this remarkable thought. It's a Shita Sadri. The Tulab of Zman of Abai Rava, you pass like the Rabbi over the Talmud. After the Zman of Abai Rava, you pass like the Talmud over the Rabbi. So I want to explain. Sounds like a little crazy. It sounds like what happened. I'll tell you, my me is that. If the Psak is Misoida, what are you passing? Tradition? If you're passing Misoida, so then you go like the Rebbe over the Talmud, who was a better Misoida. But if you're passing with logic, with Pilpul, with Cheshbin, then you go like Abai V'Rava, they were the masters in Pilpul. So Tola Abai V'Rava, I claim that Ika Psak was Misoida. You know, that's the difference when we shouldn't say, you can't argue with the Rach. He's the Anam Messiah from the Goyim 800 years. The Goyim went the same Yeshiva as Rav in Surah for 800 years. The Anam Messiah. So, you know, Rashi Shita is not going with Messiah. He argues with his rabbis. Because Rashi goes with Lamdis. He doesn't go with Messiah. Because he was a French. They didn't have a Messiah. His rabbi learned this way, Rashi argued. But when there's Messiah, so I claim that Tula Bhaiva Rav, the Ika was Messiah. So Paskin like the Rebbe over the Talmud. Once the Ika, after the time of a Rav and Abai, it could be, the Ika became Pilpul, then like Paskin like the Talmud.
We're using some kind of historical event that causes a change.
I know.
Well,
yeah,
that's transferred from that's, Europe to America.
Maybe Schnee Alignment. I don't have a historic event. That you have to ask from Schnee Alignment. Finnishkin historian, Wien, Chlaes,
maybe one dominant person.
I don't know.
Like Reb Chaim. It's a new way of thinking.
Well, I hold a dominant person. Rav and Abaye are pretty dominant. Rav and Abaye, that's the dominant.
I'm giving you an example, and I would.
It was like Rav and Abaye. Rav and Abaye. Every daf in Shas. Rav and Abaye. So this is an interesting issue. When Rabba argues with Abaye, he paskin like the Talmud Abaye. He's Basra, but he paskin like the Rabbi. Now it's funny because it says after Rav and Abaye, so this is like that door. After we pass like the Basra, go to the Rif. One place I think Tosis brings it. Somewhere in Shas it could be Tosis brings the Rif sheet. Okay, so this is an issue of Ein Ima El Bigdule Karka. The Rambam is passing like Abaye. Ein Ima El Bigdule Karka. Okay, the Michas Chinuch, by the way, does speak about this theory, the Magen Mishnah's theory. I think he tries to answer it. Let's see if he answers it well. Yeah. So first, you know, Minchas Chinuch, I tried and my wife worked very hard to get on Sefaria. But the troubles in Sefaria, they have all 39 malachas in one. They can't get a piece. They just have all 30. Mesech Shabbos, it's like 30 pages. And they only have it in one. You can't. So my wife printed Ma'amer. It was very difficult to get on Safari. They didn't make it easy to print things from Safari. Just it's like a hard resource. So, you know, here the Rambam says, "Mistapina loma davar chadash." I want to read to you a little bit, just a couple of lines. "Umistapina loma davar chadash." The Efsha, maybe that's a Rambam. Echsim lo shach rak ba'ichlin. I told you. Rambam says, "Amar Oichlin." What does he say, Oichlin? What do you say, Oichlin? The Gemara says, "Imers, even by other things, by wood." She says, "Mitztapin alone." He's afraid to say it. It was shooting out of my face. And the Michas Chinuch says, "I'm afraid to say Dabrachad." That the Rambam holds in Rabbi Oichlin, no beitz. I feel Michael Bein with Samach and Michael Oda. Maybe it means human food, not animal food. But l'chor, that's muchnat that way. Oh, but he said l'beheima could mean human food. Im l'beheima could mean human food. Could mean human food. Because if takeim tzivas din shem malachas u'tivas oichlin l'hoirais, and this is, I'm just telling the oichlin rabbi, say, the mechas is like a giant chiddush. That there's only imur by oichlin. Wow! So I told you, he says, he's afraid to say it. Mishav chak b'oichlin. Now, you know, another reason he's afraid to say it. The Rambam Pirushim Shnayis says it's Tzach even Abay. The Stira. The Nechas Chinuch brings in Pirushim Mitzvah Mishnah, he says, the Eitz in the Shaykh. There's a Stira. It's another reason afraid to say it. So Mechassinus says he changed his mind. Very often we find Stiris Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. In Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam Yerach Hazak. Many Stiris. So he says, don't worry about that. Chazabo, Yadua, come upon with Chazabin, the Pirush Mishnah Bechibur. So he says, where did the Rambam get it? And he says, my wife, the Mar Beitz. He was Mechab, this Rabbi said, this is an old Raider of mine. He says, oh, where did the Rambam get this only Mar Beitzim? To answer Taisus Kash in Beitz Alam and Aleph. He's like, Mar Beitz, it says, if you gather the wood, chips of wood, it's a Shalom Mukta, Ayatz Imar, it's a Rambam Steritz, it's only Mar Beitzim. That's how he says, that's the source of the Rambam. The Mar never says any Mar Beitzim. Now the question is salt. Uh-oh. Salt, Eichlin. See, he's going to have a problem. Melach. So, Medikta's al Ratzer on the Chadish didn't have Shadur Chad Milsa not again. Adarek with Melach. He mocked. So, love my mommy, Rach Baruch. I didn't.
Yeah, that we could peel it apart. It's still the same thing. So, it's not Baina.
You want to say it's still, I mean, even though they're pressed together, but you can still, it's not a new chevtza. I mean, by cheese, it becomes a new chevtza.
You can't tell one curdle apart from another.
Yeah, I like your, I'm saying it dropped different, but I'm saying it's also a new chevtza. Here it's not a new chevtza, just pressed together.
What?
Figs on a string. Okay. That's the fact that you're stringing them or pressing them together. That's not Bona, I agree, Chaim, good answer. And this is only Ma'amer. So, but now it's confusing. So when you Ma'amer from in the field, when you gather food together, Rambam doesn't say that you tie them together. A Ma'amer Eichlin. In the basic Malacha, it doesn't say that you have to bind it together. But the Toldah of Ma'amer is when you bind food, when you bind it together. Like according to Taisvis, the Chor, this means Ma'amer, it's not Makam Gidullah. Going to Tice, Ma'amer is only where it grew. The Rambam holds, if you bind dates together, it's Ma'amer, that's not where it grew. Going to Tice is your certain base. If there's only Ma'amer where it grew, Bechara, this wouldn't be Ma'amer. Is this not Malcolm Gidula? The Rambam is not holding such a prince. Okay. I'm not walking away like I know Ma'amer. But I agree we're missing. It's an obscure malach. I don't really have the rules straight 100%, even after studying the Mechas Chinuch. Let's go to Dash. Let's go to Malacha 7, Halacha 7, Dash. Threshing. You thresh to separate the husk from the grain. You thresh the wheat. It separates the husk from the ear. You break off the husks. That's the shell on the grain. That's called Dash. Hadash can Grigris. Again, Grigris. The shear is Grigris. Chayit. Ben Dishel of Gadol Karka. Just like Ma'amir Rambam Paskin and Bidush Bikarka, and Dishel Bidush. But Mefareg, we told Adash. Mefareg, if you separate, if you Mefareg, that's a told Adash. Now what is Mefareg? Now what is Mefareg? It's a told Adash. Rambam says, Acholo v'sabeima. You milk a cow, chai mishu Mefareg. It's Mefareg. Separating the milk from the body of the cow. V'chein Acholo b'chai. If you wound a human being, sheishlo, or any animal, a living person, living thing that has hides, it's only mefarik, learns the Rambam, if it has hides. If it doesn't have hides, it's not mefarik. Chai mishum mefarik. Okay? So the Rambam says, if
you... What are you separating when you're chaymo? What are you separating?
You're separating the blood, you're removing the blood from underneath the hide.
The chaymo means that he bleeds. He bleeds.
What? Yeah,
he bleeds.
So if you milk a cow, Tysus also says Mefarik one shot. Tyson Shabbos discussed this in the seventh parak, and Tysus also Mefarik, maybe milking, maybe Mefarik. There's another pshat. But Tysus says it's Mefarik told the Dash.
Is that a Malacha Tzitzricha Lagufa? He warm blood?
Well, one second. The Rambam holds, we'll see for the Rambam, even if it's not Malacha Tzitzricha, he's still Chayiv. Remember, we're learning Rambam. And the Rambam for sure passed. The problem is, why isn't it makalka? Why is it constructed? You have to need the blood. Now, he doesn't mean you have to need the blood because it should be tzricha legufa. See, the Ram says you only chayv if you need the blood. It's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Shabbos. Only if you need the blood. But not because you need tzricha legufa. The Ram doesn't ask it. If you don't need the blood, it's mekalkal. Of niskabim la'azik belvad. If you're just a mazik and you want to damage, potem meishu mekalkal. You need that. You should need the blood so it should be mesakin. Therefore, the Mincha Schina says, if you sheikh it, if you shecht, what are you chayiv? You shecht, so Rambam says you chayiv for meshum netilas nisham, killing. If you shecht, you chayiv for killing. It's tois v'shit and shas, which the Rambam argues, that every time you cause a living thing to bleed, it's called netilas nisham. If you take out a little blood, remember Tyson Sibas, Yeshiva Bachanas, that if you cause an animal or human to bleed, even a drop, you chayv mishum netilas nisham. That's Tyson's sheet. Is it? You don't have to take out the guns in the shama, the blood, ki adam ua nefesh. If you take out a shtickle nefesh, you chayv mishum netilas nisham. The Rambam holds it's mafarik. Rambam doesn't know it's netilas nisham, only if you kill it. The Rambam says if you shaykh an animal, yichayim shum netilas nisham. But the Rambam does hold that bleeding, he argues on Tosfos Subas, and the Rambam holds just causing bleeding is mefarik. Freit minchas chinuch, freit hagoyim minchas chinuch. The Rambam says if you shecht, yichayim shum netilas nisham, why aren't you also chayim shum mefarik? Mitumalachas. He's separating the blood, it's mefarik.
The Rambam, you can shecht him without any blood coming out.
What? If you remember, we just learned Chulin Lamed Hei. He says, Shechiti Veshti, remember that's me. Who could forget? We had a Chulin, you can shecht without any blood coming out. That's a good trick. You know, I was in a slaughterhouse, you know. But it's not a Shechita without any blood coming out, right? So Mechaschi says, Teuchet. It's a doichik, the Rama means that strange case. He suggests that. Okay. So in other words, the Gemara needs that you need the blood. So yes, by shchit, it's not makalkal. So you should be mechayim mefarik even if you don't need the blood. That's the mechaschinus kash. Because you only need, you require to need the blood, so it shouldn't be makalkal. Shchit is not makalkal. Shechita is a tikkun. It's not a calculus construct.
As far as the blood is concerned, it's a calculus. As far as the blood is concerned, you could split it. You could split. You can.
I mean, we have a sugya in Chulin about shechita. Is it worth more if you if a knife? Maybe you think of the sugya in Chulin. If a knife is a kanoa, can shecht with it? Is the animal worth more before the shechita than after the shechita? I am bechulin daf. You'd make it, but so that's the Mechas Chin's Kash. It's a long
period. The Rebbe mentioned it. There's also a Tzaveya.
Yes, 100%. Man Shabbos Ayin Hei, yes. Been happening a few weeks. Seventh parak in Shabbos. We're doing the sixth parak. Seventh parak, we'll see. Rav says Tzaveya. So people are going to laugh at me. Good point, Yitz. Thanks for reminding us. There's a man, but nobody says Mefari. And the sheet of the word Tzaveya. There's a shita, Rambam says, Netilas Nisham, it's Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, in the seventh parak in Shabbos. Frank the Michas Chilah, what about Mafari? They should be Kalka. They had Shelti Bidamba, Bechav Shelti Kigrovers. Amazing. The Rambam says, in Chayb Shia Bidam, or Bechalov, blood or milk, Shelti Kigrovers. What does the Rav jump on the Rambam? Rambam says, the Shir is a Grogris. Shir of Grogris Achila. Is Shir Grogris Mashkin? Take the right hand. Come on, Avram. Look at the two on this. On the next one we'll see in a minute. The chimashkin shiurim kegregris. Rhetoric question. Oichlim is kegregris. Milk is mashkin. The chimashkin shiurim kegregris. Valcholav kedegemia. Usham mashkin shiurim chalukin. There's also in the eighth parak in Shabbos, Rabbi, so we're going to learn the shiurim of different mashkin. It's not gregris. Since what's the Rambam saying? Cholov is a shear of grog. strong kash in the Rabbah. As a matter of fact, the Michas Chilin doesn't like the case of Mishnah's Teretz. By the way, I want to mention a very important point in Rambam. Rambam paskas ain't tisha of gedulei karka. It's an animal called gedulei karka. So it's the Rambam sheet. It's an animal. It's called is Rambam paskas ain't tisha and mefarkas are told at the dash only the gedulei karka. An animal is called gedulei karka. Some call an animal since it lives from the earth. It's called gedulei karka. It's far rishayim. It's kedai to note.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
You cut an orange in half or a lemon in half.
No. You have to separate. We learned that soon. You have to separate the liquid from the solid. You have to separate a liquid from a solid.
By milking, you're actually squeezing out milk.
Yeah.
By just cutting a sheichet, he doesn't squeeze anything out. He just cuts it. It's automatic.
You mean you want to say you're not squeezing it out? It's not mefarik. Only if you have to do the mice.
I'm asking.
Maybe that's the answer. The mechas chinuch is why shechita. But the only thing is the kasha is if you cause an animal to bleed, you're also not squeezing it out. But Bamed, look what he says. Bamed, look at Rama Malach. Rama Mold. If you cause an animal to bleed, you didn't squeeze it out. You just wounded an animal, and you need the blood. So that belies your interesting theory, your nice theory. But you see, Rambam not that way. Look at Halacha Ches. And another great debate, Rambam and Rambam. When is this that you have to need the blood? You're only chayiv if it's constructive. If you need the blood, you beat up your friend. So even if you don't need the blood, it's constructive. You know why? Because you got it out of your system. You want to beat up a guy? Is he mad at someone? You want to beat him up? So, feels good. It's constructive.
You want the blood to flow out of him?
Sound like nice midas.
You want it to bleed.
Why? You don't want the blood. Just want to beat the guy up.
You want to bleed.
Does he feel good? It's called constructive. Another one doesn't like this. You see the Raiva, big machlaik is what the Gemara means.
Do you want him to bleed?
He's mad. He let out his anger. You know, we used to say in Lakewood, psychologists hold you should let out your anger. It's healthy. Remember, Ted Williams used to kick the water cooler. You remember up by side? Ted Williams. So let out your anger. So the Gozach, the Gemara says, oh, do it. Why doesn't like that? The Talmud and Lahabdul Sakal. So you let out your anger.
So it's one that he wants him to bleed.
Sakain, because Shachamas, very commiss Sakain. Safa Bishan Sakh with Bam, Shahitzi, Menachai, fake the Raiva. It's over about the Zala. Look, yes. That is. Look at the Raiva. I'm Avram. Come in the flame, Bolov. In the flame, it's a pellet. It's a shock. It's a false. It doesn't make any sense. Shafilu kriyas begadav. The Gemara says, if you kick the water cool, if you tear your shirt, it's about the Zara. And you beat up a yid, nishtaf by the Zara. Tribe is saying, the Gemara says, karea begad becham maso, it's ki l'ovin avod the Zara. Unless you want to scare your kids. There's a head to rip clothing if you want to instill fear in the children.
Who says the Rambam is talking about Heter? He's not doing the Heter. He's being Michal Shabbos.
Karo Oivir Avoid the Zara.
So why?
So the Rabbi holds a king called Misaki. See, the Gemara is, Mar Shabbos says, Karkel Mechamas. Frank the Gemara. It's Kilo Oivir Avoid the Zara. So it's a Machlaikis who's showing him what the Gemara means. The Rabbi learns that the Gemara means, since it's like letting out your anger. Is avodah zarah. It can't be constructive. But the Rambam didn't learn that. It's machlokes mishayim. I'm saying the Rambam can't believe. The Rambam learned the Gemara just means you're not allowed to do it. The Gemara doesn't mean it's not misakin. In other words, if a guy lost it, so he tears something, like beats up his friend, now he feels good. He was angry and he beat up his friend, now he feels wonderful. So it's misakin. It's avodah zarah. Shailus, the Gemara asking, Raiva learned that the Gemara's kash is, it's over Avodah Zarah, so you can't call that Misaki. The Raiva, the Rambam, the Gemara doesn't mean it's not Misaki. It's Misaki. I got rid of my, I was up very upset, and now I feel like $1,000,000. You do have it about the Zara. It's Kilo of it about the Zara, but it's Misaki. So that's Machlek, you see, Rambam and Raiva. So it's funny that the Raiva, like, he didn't, like, it's all about the Zara, the Rambam doesn't make any sense. Oh, yes, it does. See, it's Machlek, so he's shining. What the Gemara means, or the Gemara is, the Gemara wants to say, Korahim, Hamas is Chayiv, because is Misakali Tzuyitzur calms him down. Freak the Gemara, it's Kilo of the Zara. The Rambam learned just
the. Where's the Gemara answer to that?
The Mimi, you're on the Chinesa.
The what?
To instill fear in the kids. You want to say your kids.
That's what the Gemara answers.
Yeah, that's your allowed to do. That's your allowed to do. You're allowed to show anger, like the Rambam says. You mean you don't really get angry at your kids. You make believe, you feign anger to scare the kids. Certainly revenge. I was saying, it's open about the Zara. The Rambam agrees. The Rambam just says, so what? Yeah, it's a bad thing. Shouldn't do that. But it's Misaki. See, the Rambam holds it. It's an interesting thing. So it sounds like a machlokes in philosophy. It's a machlokes how to learn the Gemara. See, it's all the Gemara in Shabbos. The Shabbos, what was the Gemara asking? So the Rambam learned the Gemara's asking. You're not allowed to do that. What was it asking? Since you're not allowed to do it, it shouldn't be Misaki. You want to understand the machlokes here? So the Rambam holds, it's called Misaki. Because I calm myself down. It's not good midos, midos rois. It's kilo of
the Zara. Also, it is for another reason, because you're not Misaki in the thing you're dealing with. You're Misaki in your own.
Okay, that's true. Okay, so you see in the Rambam, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Misaki who... Even though you're not,
it's even the Gemara also, because
Tikkun is in my, I beat him up. It's not Tikkun in him, it's a Tikkun in me. That's also called constructive. It's a Chiddush, says Rabbi Tzvi. But the Rabbi's not arguing with that. He's only arguing that, listen, if you're beating up the guy, the Rabbi says, Shei Niskara Daitai. So that Rabbi holds is Tikkun. It's Chas V'Shalom, it's the Olav HaDazara. That can't be called constructive. The Rabbi holds, yeah, it's Kilo HaDazara, but it's constructive. Very fascinating. We'll do a little more, finish this malach of bleeding. We're still in the middle. We can do a little more. Rabbi Shai, I want to get sort of testing you. We'll do more about Disha. Threshing Disha, Mepharik. Let's do a little more about Mepharik. Shemona Shratzen. 14th Perek in Shabbos. Perek Shemona Shratzen. One of the great prakim in Shabbos. I think it's the 14th Perek, if I'm not mistaken. Shemana Shratz Amamur Ben Ha'irig is the third, Abayna 12, Ha'irig, 14th Paragon Shabbos. Shemana Shratz. Shemana Shratzim Hamur Betayim. Everyone knows that eight Shratzim, you know what's unique about those eight Shratzim? So everyone here knows, when they're Tami, they're Metami, it's an Avatoma. These eight Shratzim, these eight crawling animals, little crawling animals, are Metami when they're dead, the Mosam Yitma. These eight. But they're also unique, they have hides. Most Shratzim don't have skin. They have skin. Shiratzim atarin sheishlam oiras. L'nishabas. M'chai ve'imavai. They're like animals, these shiratzim. Because they're similar to chai ve'imavai, that they have skin. Hinds. Avos shar shkatzim remosim. Ein la amar. Other shkatzim remosim, they have no amar. L'fika. Achov ben patur. Now Rashi doesn't learn anymore this. The Rambam holds. If there's no or, there's no malach of chai ve'il, even if the blood comes out. Not like Rashi and Tysus.
It's a very good Mepharik.
We're not going to learn the Sugya.
Mepharik. No.
What?
Are we still doing Mepharik?
Yes.
It's not called Mepharik. There's no skin. There's no Mepharik.
Good. Leshitas. I say, Shtei Mechas Chinuchas. Ramam Leshitas. The Ramam holds bleeding is Mepharik. And it's only Mepharik if there's or. Because you have the or. If there's no or, so it's not, you're not separating from under the or. You're not taking it out from under the or. And the blood came out. So it's called Mefarek. See, even if the blood collected under the skin, because it's still out. See, you know, if somebody bleeds, black and blue. So it's a shadow is bleeding under the skin. That's also Mefarek. Now we get to the one of somebody asked about for us. I want to do a lacha yud. By the way, the Michas Chinuch has a long bilbo. If salting is mafari, if you salt meat, is that mafari? Salting meat should be mafari, pulling out the blood. Is salting meat mafari? The Gemara brings in Menachas a pasuk that on Shabbos, you light a salt kabbanis. So Rishonim asks, what kind of malach is salting? What malach is? So Michael says, maybe it's mafari. Maybe salting meat is mafari. You're taking out the blood. Now look at another malach of mafari.
Not only meat, vegetables also will bleed.
Asoichir is a peiris, let's say, man. Squeeze out peiris to take out the juice. That's mafari. Asoichir is a peiris, let's say, man. Chayim ishu mafari. Chayv chat askila. Yerachat sheh b'mashkin shesachat kegregus. Again, the Rambam says, you need a gregus of mashkin. You'll soon see why it's called mashkin. Well, it's called gregus of the mashkin.
He was right. You have to squeeze it. You have to squeeze it. It says a certain.
Okay, it's true. It's true. You squeeze it. That's how you're mafari. You squeeze it. But when you wound it.
What are you high for if you kill a bee on Shabbos?
What? Is that mafari?
That's if you kill a bee on Shabbos. Bee. What are you high for?
Take a pee to take what? The blood out of a
bee. Bee.
A pee?
No. A flying bee.
Yeah.
Buzz. A bee.
What a bee with a bee.
So a hornet.
So what are you high for? You do what?
What are you high for to kill it on Shabbos?
Well, why are you asking that? I don't
know. Because you just said that if it has no skin, there's no problem.
Well, it could be maybe Shem. Remember, killing is Netilas Shem. Once right. You kill an animal, a bird, you have Netilas Shem, so you don't need Mefari.
If you take,
you'll need Chayav will learn in Shabbos later, much, much later, in about 80 blot. Then you'll have the rice for dash, for tall dash, and grapes and wine. Grapes and olives. Only on grapes and olives, midoraisa. Umutalska eshkel shalanavna tochoicha. You know la locha, you can squeeze the lemon on the fish. If your wife says to you, can I squeeze the lemon on the salad fish? Tell her it's mutar. Because when you're squeezing liquid onto solid, the liquid has a din of eichel and it's not mefarik. It's only mefarik if you're taking juice from a fruit. But if you're squeezing the juice onto an eichel, so Rambam says, and we paskin halacha, you can squeeze your lemon on the fish because mashka bala eichel has a din of eichel, so it's not mefarik.
A teaspoon of sugar would be eichel.
What?
A teaspoon of sugar would be
machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish, very famous machlokes. Chaim asked an innocent question. He stepped into a hornet's nest. So machlokes the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish.
You have to answer Yitzchak now.
It's machlokes. If you squeeze lemon to a spoon of sugar, the Mishnah Berurah says it's bala eichel, so it's not schita. Chazanish says, no, but the sugar's going to the mashke. Why are you squeezing the sugar into the lemons and the sugar? To put it in your tea. So ultimately, it's the mashke. To the Mishnah Berurah paskins, if you squeeze it into the sugar, that's called squeezing into oichel. Chazanish says, no, I'm sorry. If you're squeezing it into oichel to turn it into mashke, that's called squeezing into mashke. So your question is a big debate between the great halachic authorities of the 20th century, the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish.
Why is it okay to squeeze the lemon when it's in the water? When it's in the glass of tea, the slice of lemon, why is it okay to squeeze it then?
Who says it's okay?
Everybody. You can squeeze it once the slice is in the tea.
That's what everyone says.
Yeah, you can take a spoon and squeeze out the lemon when it's in the glass.
Do you agree? I didn't know this. Okay, maybe. I mean, I'm not saying.
Sure, it's an old.
It's an old Zach. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure.
But like squeezing lemon,
you can squeeze it when it's in the liquid.
But like squeezing lemon, like into other mashka,
there's a sheet that you're allowed to squeeze lemons. Lemons is a suya. Lemon, I mentioned sugar.
Lemon into tea, you can do.
Some hold, yes. I think we're machmir, but there are some hold. Now Yitzchak says, if it's in the tea, it's for sure mutter. I'm not so sure you're right. I know where you heard that from.
What's the theory behind that? What's the theory
Everybody
behind
that? I never learned that.
No.
Shemashke b'loichel oichelu. So if you squeeze any grapes into a salad, then that juice has a din of a salad. You learn in the Gemara, mashke b'loichel is k'oichel. So it's not shechita. Empty vessel. Here is a darach. That's darach. That's mafari. Acholev milking. So I think if you potter, if you milk the seichel, you potter because it's not mafari. Rambam, Olta Malach is milking's mafari. If you milk the milk into eichel, you're making a casserole. So you milk the animal into the casserole, so that's not mashke. So it's not mafari. Oh, I yonik b'fid potter. Different reason. If you yonik b'fiv, you know why it's putter? Yonik b'fiv is putter. If you suckle with your mouth, it's putter. Because it's not normal. It's not normal. It's not derech mefarik. You're only chayiv if you milk it. If you nurse from the animal, Gemara says it's a shina. It's not normal for humans to nurse an animal. That's why it's not mefarik. It's not normal. Okay, Rabbi Shai, we finished malach of mefarik. Told us, you know, this is basic, you say this, where I can't say that we understand, certainly not about Ma'amar. And even Mefarik, we had left, with, you know, we're not, this is the Rambam's beautiful presentation of Lacha Mefarik, of separating. Dash. When you're dash, you're separating the grain from the chaff. Then you throw it in the wind, and the wind, you want to, you know, you're breaking off the chaff. Dash. You're separating the chaff, the husk, from the grain. The Mechaschina claims when you take off the grain from the stalk, from the corn, it's also mafar. Even though the grain is still in its husk. See, you can be tried twice mafar. If you're mafarik, the grain from the corn, from the stalk, and then when you're mafarik, the claims that. It's a long Riches Mechaschina. So we have mafarik, a lot of Mefarik told it the dash. We have this sugya of dish of threshing. Now remember, Rabbi Sai, oichel from oichel can't be mefarik either. It has to be mashke from oichel. Be mashke from oichel. Oichel from oichel. That's why if the milk, you're milking it into food, or you're squeezing the grape into food, it's not dash. It has to be liquid from a salad. Be dash. So these are the asidus. Obviously, Rabbi Sai, we're just learning the asidus of these.
Well, why is liquid from the salad like dash? Dash is salad from the salad.
Right. There it's oicha from silas. There, the normal dash.
It's still oicha, it's not liquid.
That's why it's, I guess that's why it's only a tolda. It's only, it's mefarik tolda the dash. So liquid from, separating liquid from salad, milking a cow, or all this, is a tolda of disha, which is separating the grain, the ocha, from the husk, from the, that's why it's only a tolda, though. You're right. As you're saying, well, one is this one.
Borer is a different malacha, right?
Borer. Yeah, okay. Hainu borer, hainu dosh, hainu
mefarik. Oh, it's all the same.
Hainu borer, hainu dosh, hainu mefarik, hainu borer, hainu, what did the three of that? Borer? Hainu borer, hainu. Yeah, it's very similar.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.